This is Digital Story Podcast number 715, November 26, 2019. Today's theme is The Photographer's Gift Guide, 2019 edition. I'm Derek Story. Photographers aren't the easiest bunch to buy for, that is, unless you have a fully vetted gift guide at your disposal. And that's exactly what I'm going to share with you today. Five items ranging from affordable to, well, slightly more than that. And every one of them will be a delightful surprise for the visual artist in your life, even if that person is you. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm sure you've had this experience where someone asks you, oh, about this time of year, is there anything in particular you would like as a gift for the holidays? And you're going in your mind, well, there's that really fast f1.2 prime lens. And then there's that professional zoom. And, you know, all this is swirling around, you know, going around like they do in cartoons above your head. But you can't say any of that because, well, that's not a reasonable thing to ask for, any of those things. So then you end up going, no, I'm good. Thank you so much for the thought, but I'm fine. Well, what if there was an in-between ground, in between that $2,000 professional optic and nothing, right? Well, that's what this is. This is in between. These are really nice things, slightly more affordable than that $2,000 lens. In fact, the first item starts at $42 and we work our way up to $400. Now that is a range that most people can work with, even us, right? Even for us. So I have these five things and I'm going to describe them for you right now. And I think they are really cool gifts, each and every one of them. Let me know what you think. All right, let's start out with the Nightcore P12 LED Tactical Pocket Flashlight for $42. Now, flashlights for photographers, I mean, we're like a moth to a flame when it comes to flashlights. There's something about flashlights that really attract us. And having a really good flashlight that's not too big and not too heavy, that is a sweet thing because, you know, we work at night a lot of times. I mean, we don't start out working at night. We're out there working at twilight, but it's night by the time we're done and we have to get back to wherever we're going. Flashlights are really important for that. We can use them for light painting, for illuminating things, for bouncing a really bright light off a white wall and, you know, doing some lighting that way. I mean, there are so many things that we can use a flashlight for. And having a really good flashlight is much different than having a cheap one, I tell you. Big difference. This one is a really good one. It's built for durability. It has an aluminum housing that resists scratching and corrosion. It has O-ring seals that gives it an IPX8 rating, submersible to 6.6 feet and impact resistant to 5 feet, right? The light can run on a 1x18650 or 2x CR123 rechargeable battery or 2 CR123 disposable batteries. In other words, it's got some battery options here. There's a reverse polarity protection that prevents damage to the light circuitry if the batteries are put in incorrectly. And and one thing, if you do get it as a gift and you can spring like for an extra $3 or $4, it has a red filter. That accessory red filter, which I highly recommend to maintain your night vision when you're out at night. So take a look at this, the Nightcore P12 LED Tactical Pocket Flashlight. Now you may be wondering, well, how can I take a look at it? Well, guess what? The show notes have links to each and every one of these items. All you have to do is go to the show notes, click on the links, and it'll take you right there, and you can really see how sweet these items are. That's the first one. The second one is a Nanlite LumaPad 11 bicolor soft LED panel for $49. Handy to use on or off camera, the LumaPad 11 bicolor soft LED panel is a versatile 6.5 by 4.5 by 1.4 inch light source with solid control features at a price point that makes it a good choice for both part-time and full-time shooters. It's wide beam spread, soft output, and well-suited for portrait, wedding, group, video, and photography, while its thin 1.4-inch profile allows placement where larger lights just can't go. The light has color that's a CRI rated at 95 for accurate rendering and variable from 3200 to 5600K to meet any ambient light challenge or to blend seamlessly with other fixtures. Light intensity is variable from 0 to 100%, while the fixture's quiet air cooling is an asset, especially in sound-sensitive situations. The LumaPad is ready for worldwide use via an optional 110 to 240 power adapter, but it can also run on separately purchased batteries where main power is unavailable via its NP-F battery plate. This is a really nice light for $49, I have to tell you. And if you really want to splurge, be super nice so that the person that receives this gift can have maximum flexibility using it, you can get the fitting battery, the matching battery for it. Then you're really giving the complete package. There are two things that I was attracted to about this particular light. One is that I love having the variable light color temperature. I use these lights all the time for my assignment work. Now I don't even want to do it without the variable color temperature. It just allows me to work in any type of lighting. I can either match it or I can, you know, warm it up a little bit and have a cooler background, you know, things like that. Obviously, being able to adjust the intensity is one of those things that's so nice about these lights. And then on top of that, it has a built-in diffuser, so you don't have to fool around with, adding a bunch of attachments and stuff. You can just use the built-in diffuser. It's ready to go. It's really a lovely light. Item number 3, the SanDisk 500 gigabyte extreme portable USB 3.1 Type-C external SSD for $89. You know, they're on sale right now for $89. Again, click on the link in the show notes and it'll take you right to the sale. So these things are cool. I just recently bought my third one, and I love them to death. I mean, I really do. The SanDisk 500 gigabytes, now you can get 1 terabytes and up also, but the best value is the 500 gigabyte for $89. I put my Capture One Pro libraries on them, and I run the libraries off this external SSD, and it works great. They run just like they're on my computer. It's very nice. They're so thin and light and portable. You can carry 2 or 3 of them with you, no problem at all. I mean, these things are fantastic. And I think, you know, for the price, for $89, they're a super good value. Here's what they say about it. Designed for saving and editing high-resolution photos and videos, the 500 gigabyte extreme portable USB 3.1 Type-C external SSD from SanDisk provides users with up to 500 gigabytes of storage for their creative content work, as well as 10 gigabytes per second USB 3.1 Type-C interface, which is also known as USB 3.1 Gen 2, and delivers a read speed up to 550 megabytes per second. Additionally, this SSD is IP55 rated and features resistance against water, dust, and shock. It can withstand a water flow of up to 30 kPa for 3 minutes, 1500 G of shock, and 5G RMS of vibrations at 10 to 2000 Hz. It can also withstand drops up to 6.5 feet on concrete floor and temperature extremes with operating temperatures ranging from 32 to 113 degrees Fahrenheit and storage temperatures ranging from -4 to 158 degrees Fahrenheit. So, I mean, this is a tough little guy. There's a lot of numbers and stats for something that cost $89 right there. But again, I have been using these for a while. They are field tested. They are reliable. They're light. They're easy to use. And I tell you, even though it's a USB-C, so if you don't have a modern laptop or computer, it comes with a regular USB 2 adapter. So it's not a problem at all. So you can use the adapter for, you know, your older gear. You can just use the USB-C for your newer stuff. The adapter just pops on and off. Super easy to use. I love these things, and we all need extra storage. This is, and it looks good too. This is the other thing, it looks good. This would be a handsome and wonderful and practical gift for any visual or musical artist in your life. Item number 4, the Fujifilm Instax Share Smartphone Printer SP2 with Instant Film Kit. And this is the silver model for $94. The silver Fujifilm Instax Share Smartphone Printer SP2 allows you to print photos shot with a smartphone or tablet using Fujifilm's free downloadable Instax Share app for Android and iOS. Each print measures 2.4 by 1.8 inches with up to 320 dpi resolution and prints in approximately 10 seconds. A reprint button lets you make additional copies. You can choose from several templates and filters and upload your images to social networking sites. The SP2 battery recharges in approximately 90 minutes. The twin pack of mini instant film contains 20 sheets of instant color film that is compatible for use with not only this, but other Instax mini series of printers. So this is a nice kit. The thing I like about this kit is that not only are you getting the printer, you're getting 20 sheets of film with it to use. And I was thinking about this. I like instant photography. I think it's fun, and during the holidays it's particularly fun. But I think the mini printers that use this Instax film are more versatile than having a dedicated camera. Although the cameras are cool, you know, the instant cameras are great. But the thing about this is, like for instance, if I shoot a shot with my iPhone, there it is in my Photos app. If I shoot a shot with my Olympus camera and I transfer it to my iPhone, which I almost always do, then it's there ready for the printer. I can just do so many things with this printer, just fire it up when I need it, just make prints when I need it, and then shoot with my regular cameras the rest of the time. The prints look good. I'm actually working on a project right now. I'm using these prints as part of a bigger project that come out of a Fujifilm printer. I just like them. I think they're great. I think it's versatile, and I think it's really wonderful to be able to deliver a print right on the spot if you wish. And they're small enough where they can fit in your camera bag, they can fit in your jacket pocket or your backpack. I think it's a terrific gift because I think a lot of photographers don't have these already, but if they had one, they would use it. And for $94, you can't miss. Item number 5. This is a crazy deal. This is a deal that's more than half off right now. It is a Panasonic Lumix GX85 mirrorless Micro Four Thirds digital camera with both a 12 to 32 millimeter Panasonic zoom and a 45 to 150 millimeter Panasonic zoom. This deal, everything, both lenses and the camera, for $448. That's $550 off. So, more than 50% off. It's just nutty. And this is a good camera. I have tested the GX85. Complementing the imaging attributes of this camera, which is a 16 megapixel sensor with dual stabilization. So this is a Panasonic that has sensor-based stabilization, and it will also work with Panasonic lenses that have optical stabilization. And that was one of the things that when I tested the GX85 that I really loved. By the way, DP Review a couple years ago gave the GX85 a silver award, highly rated, going through their rigorous battery of tests. The camera also incorporates both a 2.76 million dot electronic viewfinder, very important, as well as a 3-inch 1 million dot touchscreen LCD. And the LCD has a tilting design, so it just makes it easier working all those different angles that we like. There's also built-in Wi-Fi. It's integrated into the camera, and you can use the now improved Fujifilm app to not only have remote camera functions, but also to transfer images to your smartphone or to your tablet. This is just a heck of a deal. And if you know someone that really wants to get into mirrorless photography, and you know if they're open to Micro Four Thirds, which I don't know why they wouldn't be, because Micro Four Thirds photography is a blast, this would get them started with a great camera with electronic viewfinder and sensor-based stabilization, two lenses that cover everything that they want. Then you could add, if you wanted, the Panasonic, or they could add the Panasonic 20mm f1.7 to give them a really great prime lens, which is also on sale right now for just like 200 and something bucks. And you're off to the races with a really great kit for a very affordable price. That is my number five for $448, a wonderful deal. I don't know how long it will last, but hopefully it will last as long as everyone who wants to get it has a chance to purchase it. Now, I do have just one more thing. Just one more. Those were our five right there, okay? Those were our five. And let me just review them real quickly. The Nikkor LED Tactical Pocket Flashlight for $42. The LumaPad 11 Bicolor Soft LED Panel for $49. The SanDisk 500 GB Extreme Portable External SSD for $89. The smartphone printer, the Fujifilm smartphone printer, the SP2, for $94, and that includes 20 sheets of film. And then the Panasonic GX85 Micro Four Third digital camera with both a 12 to 32 and a 45 to 150 millimeter lens for $448 for the whole package. Right, those are my five. But I do have just one more thing that I just couldn't resist not adding this to the list. And I was actually debating between this and the Panasonic camera. I was going back and forth. And I said, you know what? We're going to have a bonus item on this particular gift guide. And that bonus item is the DJI Mavic Mini for $399. This is brand new. It's hot off the press. $399 for this wonderful drone. The Mavic Mini from DJI is a compact drone, and it is very compact, that offers professional quality results with no restrictions. Well, that's what they say. There's always restrictions. Thanks to its small size, the Mavic Mini can fly where larger drones are legally not permitted, and they've done that. They put it right under the size and weight where you would need a license, or where drone license is required. So that was very smart. And I think that's one of the selling points of this. The freedom of flight is combined with a stabilized three-axis gimbal and sophisticated flight modes, which can achieve up to 12 megapixel images, 2.7 quad HD videos, and complex cinematic shots with just a touch in the DJI Fly app. Another advantage of the Mavic Mini size is that it can stay in the air longer. The mini drone features up to 30 minutes of flight time on a full battery charge, which is twice as long as my Spark. The included controller is designed to work with Android and iOS smartphones, letting you easily fly the drone while maintaining low latency HD video feed from the gimbal from up to 2.5 miles away. To help get started, DJI includes a flight tutorial on the DJI Flight app, making the Mavic Mini an ideal drone solution for beginners and professionals alike. If you really wanted to throw out the dog and get yourself or get someone a really nice gift, especially someone that hasn't had a drone up until this point, this one you can just throw in the backpack. You can take it anywhere you want. It'll fit in your camera bag. It takes great shots, wonderful video. They're easy to fly. You can't miss. DJI really knocked it out of the park. And that is my bonus gift guide edition. Hope you enjoy them. And go to the show notes. Click on the links. Learn more about all of these items. And hopefully something on there will be perfect either for you or for someone special in your life. How I became a 40mm lens guy. This is a post that I have on the digital story right now. I just put it up. And you can go there and you can see examples of all these different 40mm lenses. And you may be going, what are you talking about? Why are you talking about 40mm lenses? Well, I discovered 40mm lenses a while back. And for me, they just solved a real problem. Because 50mm lenses, as much as I love them, and I do adore 50mm optics, sometimes they're just a bit too tight. A little bit too tight, and I feel like I have to carry a second lens, such as a 28mm or 35mm lens. But just going with a 28 or 35 all the time, they're a bit too wide for me. And when I really want just to put one lens on the camera that I can shoot with all afternoon on a Sunday afternoon, or when I'm, you know, traveling and I just want to take a walk through the city, or I'm doing some urban exploration, you know, when I'm in that kind of mode and I don't want to take a whole kit with me, but I want a quality camera with a quality lens, I found that the 40mm is really perfect. It's a little bit wider than the 50, gives me a little more breathing room, but it's a little narrower than the 35 and 28, and it's just so versatile. So my quest and my introduction and my indoctrination into 40mm lenses actually began with a 45mm lens, the Zeiss Tessar 45mm f2.8 for my Contax film cameras. And that was really the first kind of lens like this I shot with. Now, the reason why I bought it wasn't because it was 45mm, it was because it was a pancake lens, and I wanted something really small and light to go on my contacts area. And this lens fit the bill. Well, when I started working with it, I go, wow, this is kind of nice. I like it. It's just a tad wider than the 50mm, which I found really useful for street photography. And no, I just really started grooving on it. And in fact, it is the lens I use 90% of the time with my Contax cameras to this day. But it sort of started me down this path. And the next lens that I discovered was a Pentax 40mm f2.8. And there's both a manual focus version and a DA version. And I go over all this in the article, you know, so you can go over and take a look at these. And I like the 40mm better than the 45. Again, that really hit the sweet spot. But it was still f2.8, which f2.8's not bad at all, but I wanted something a little bit faster for existing light photography. And I was going, God, it's almost there. However, I shoot with those Pentax 40mm f2.8s all the time. And again, that's the lens that lives on either my Pentax film camera or the KP most of the time. So even though they weren't perfect yet, I still like them better than, you know, than my other alternatives for just one lens to go on the camera when I'm banging around having fun. Then I hit pay dirt. And that pay dirt was with an Olympus lens, an OM lens, and that was a 40mm f2.0 pancake for Olympus film cameras. And that's the lens that's on my Olympus OM 2S program right now. This lens is small, it's light, and I discovered doing the research on it that it was really popular with photojournalists in the 35mm film days, because for the very same reason that I liked it for street photography, is that, you know, it wasn't big at all. So, you know, the camera just would fit anywhere in your jacket pocket, you know, whatever you wanted, because the lens hardly protruded. It was fast enough for existing light photography, especially if you had like Tri-X film or something like that in there. And it was also sharp and had that really versatile focal length. Now, that one was not easy to find. That one I had to work to find. And I finally scored one from a photographer in England. And that is the lens that I absolutely love on my Olympus film cameras. And then I really fell in love with that combination. 40mm for the focal length, and then f2.0 for the maximum aperture. So then I started looking at my other Olympus cameras, my digital Olympus cameras, and I'm going, wow, it'd be great. I mean, I love this Olympus 40 millimeter for my film cameras. Wouldn't it be great to have one for my digital cameras? And that's when I discovered the Panasonic 20 millimeter f1.7. And of course, on a Micro Four Thirds sensor, that's effective focal length of 40 millimeters at f1.7. And I put that lens on my Olympus Pen F. And I tried to take that lens off and it just it won't come off. I'll take it off and put another lens on, and somehow I turn around and look, and that 20 millimeter f1.7 is back on the Pen F. It just belongs on that camera. And you know, the cool thing about the Pen F and all the Olympus cameras is that Olympus has this really slick 2x digital magnifier, so that I just press a button, I just program a button, press it, and then I can shoot at 80 millimeters at f1.7, and the quality is just absolutely outstanding. So this gives me a pancake lens on my Pen F that's fast, has a wonderful 40 millimeter effective focal length, and I can shoot at 80 millimeters if I absolutely need to. Now, don't get me wrong, I still use all my other lenses for assignment work, or if I need something that's wider or faster or whatever. Yeah, I use all that. I'm talking about when I just want to put one lens on a camera and just, you know, take a walk, go urban exploring, whatever. Take a walk on a Sunday afternoon, and I just want to have, you know, this one beautiful kit with me. That's when I use this lens. That's when I love this lens. When I want to be super nimble, but yet have very high quality imaging options. So now there is still one more lens that I'm seeking, and I don't have it yet. So far, all the lenses I've talked about, I have. But I don't have this one lens that I really want. And it's the Voigtlander Ultron 40 millimeter f2. A spherical lens for Nikon F. This lens just has this beautiful manual focusing. It still has the CPU contact, so that if you put it on a Nikon digital SLR, you get the metadata from the lens. It works. It's an AIS lens, so it would work on, you know, my Nikon FG film camera, my Nikon FA film camera. Of course, I can put it on the Nikon FM and shoot with it. And I would finally have a fast 40 millimeter lens for my Nikon bodies. Oh, what a joy that would be. It is running about $419 on B&H right now, and it's not any cheaper on eBay. Every now and then you can find it a little bit cheaper, but you can get it brand new for $419. That is what's on my Christmas list. Someone asked me, hey, what do you want for the holidays? And I go, well, if you got $400, this would make my day. And this would complete my 40 millimeter lens life, because then I could have it for my Nikons as well. I just fallen in love with this focal length. And I don't know if you've ever played around with it, but it is really interesting. And when you want just a single lens that feels like it can do it all, the 40 millimeter is very, very nice. All right, let's get to a little virtual camera club business here. I'm getting so excited with all this gear stuff. I feel like I'm running long today, but we'll get there. All right, here we go. So the LA Street Photography Experience is coming up on March 13th through 15th. This workshop is really coming together. I had an interesting conversation with Greg the other day, because I'm doing follow-up conversations to our podcasting class. Everyone gets a follow-up conversation to ask all the questions they want. And he actually asked me about this, and he's saying, okay, I'm a little concerned about, you know, some of these areas in LA that I've heard, you know, are kind of rough. You know, there are people that are living on the streets, and, you know, that's not my kind of photography. I'm more interested in, you know, like the cool architecture and stuff like that. Will I be okay on this workshop? And I think it's a very good question. And I said, there are two things on this workshop that I wanted to make sure I addressed. And the first one is, make sure that we go to areas during the right time of day where we can really focus on the kind of subjects that we want to work with and not be distracted by, you know, things that we don't want to work with. And so that is a consideration in how I'm planning this workshop. And then the second thing that I will say is that I don't want to have a workshop where we sit in a car in freeway traffic all day, which can happen in Southern California. So that's why we're going to use the Metro Rail for our transportation instead of sitting in a car. Then that's productive time. We have photo opportunities. We can meet with each other. Those two issues are very important issues for me, and I'm really glad that Greg asked that question to give me a chance to share that information with you. Mike Boehning is going to join us, the Olympus educator. As I said, this trip continues to come together, and I'm really excited about it. March 13th through 15th. If you're interested in it, just go to thenimblephotographer.com, click on workshops, and you can get on the reserve list. Reservation forms are going to be going out soon for this one, so you know you might want to get your name on the list. A big thanks to our Inner Circle members who support our podcast and our efforts. We've had some wonderful signups lately. Those of you that just joined us, thank you so much, and I want to welcome you to the Inner Circle. These are the folks that help keep this podcast on the air and also allow me to continue to innovate and try to come up with new and interesting ways to have photography activities for all of us, photography opportunities. And thank each and every one of you. If you want to become a part of the Inner Circle, just click on the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Take a look at what's going on there, and hopefully you can join us as well. The links to some of the products in this podcast contain an affiliate code that credits the Digital Story for any purchases made from B&H Photo via that click-through. And depending on that purchase, we may receive some financial compensation. I think you guys know that already, but it is my obligation to be perfectly clear about that. And finally, a big thanks to our friends at Red River Paper. They're the folks to go to for all of your inkjet supply needs. And I'm not just talking about paper, which is fantastic, and they have a great selection of paper in all sizes and some really creative stuff like panoramic fine art cards and stuff like that. I mean, not just 4x6 paper. I mean, there is all sorts of stuff there, many different surfaces, ink, envelopes, glassine sleeves, all the physical stuff that you need, except for the printer itself, produce your own artwork. In addition to that, they have reviews of printers, and they have tutorials on how to get the most out of your printer. This is a fantastic place to go. It is the watering hole for inkjet printing, and they have a fantastic Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. And a big thanks to them for supporting this podcast. Just click on the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story and go see for yourself. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the Photographer's Gift Guide. I'm working on more stuff for next week. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye now.